Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, as promised, I'm joined in the studio now by Federal Member for Nicholls, Damien Drumm, and the Minister for Regional Health, Dr. David Gillespie. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Terry.
Thank you.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much for stepping by. Now, you've got a couple of days in our region. David, tell us what you've been up to with the first medical intake of rural doctors right here in Shepparton at the University of Melbourne campus.
Yeah, Terry, we were at the graduation with Damien of the first cohort of La Trobe University students who've just completed their biomedical science degree, and they've been accepted into the first intake of 30 students studying medicine from end to end here in Shepparton. And this is a great initiative and a great feather in the cap of Damien Drumm, Member for Nicholls, because he was at the forefront of making sure it came to Nicholls. When we first came here, Drummy, it was a little plot we hatched to get a group of medical schools operating in regional towns, and Shepparton was identified, Mildura, Bendigo, Wagga, Dubbo, and we have got also Charles Sturt starting up a end-to-end medical school in Orange. So we've got major university here in Shep delivering medical students a wonderful degree.
So essentially this is all aimed at bolstering the number of rural doctors, is that right?
Yeah, it's rural origin students. It's very academic, high standard course, just like the course you get in Melbourne, but they articulate through, or they come in via the biomedical science degree, and they actually had three more from the rural origin who got in competing against everyone in Australia. So it's a really top-notch course from La Trobe Uni, and it feeds perfectly into the medical degree run by Melbourne Uni.
Well, you've done part of your career, obviously, in regional areas yourself. What do you think we do need to do to keep, obviously, we can attract students to the regions to study. What do we need to do to keep them there?
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of things we can do, and we're doing a lot of them already, but we are competing against big salaries in the city and the bright lights. And we have also got great initiatives happening in this area. The health service at Namurka, Cobram and Nathalia have got a really good rural generalist program going. When you graduate from med school, you still keep studying. You have to do another degree for your college. And they've got 15 first years and 10 second year young doctors that work rotating around those three health facilities. And that's keeping about 40% of the people that do their training end up staying in this area. So we've got a lot of these innovative models, but we know training a med student in a country area, particularly if they come originally and have lived in a country area, once they finish all these extra degrees they've got to do to practice, a lot of them come back and some stay throughout. But it also helps students to aspire to doing medicine because they can see it's tangible, it's here, and it's achievable rather than a very expensive relocating to a big city.
Damien, you were at the graduation with the students yesterday. What was your impressions?
Well, it's wonderful, and we got to see, you know, there's three from Shepparton, there's a couple from Kyabram, Namurka. It's fantastic to see these local students who otherwise might not have been able to get into medicine. With the Murray-Darling School of Medicine, there's a large aptitude component of who they accept and who they don't accept. So, you know, we know that you have to get 99.5 to get into medicine at Melbourne University to go through the normal pathway. Well, here we've got students that have achieved into the low 90s, but they've been given this opportunity to do biomedicine, and over that three-year course of being biomedicine, they've been judged very harshly, and again, they've come through in flying colours. So now there's this great opportunity for them to do medicine with Melbourne University University at a medical school right here in Shepparton. And from 2025, 2026, we'll be graduating 30 doctors every year out of Shepparton. And that's got to help with our local GPs. And all the specialists to go with it. And that's great to have Dave here, because Dave's a gastroenterologist in another life. He's been through all these university degrees. He's been through the internship, and he's been through his speciality courses, and he's done it all. And so all these medical professionals are all talking his language. So it's great to be able to bring David here to the Golden Valley. And David was the minister who, you know, put all these partnerships in place going back 4 years ago for the National Party to make sure that our electorates were front and centre when it comes to a medical school for the future. And this thing goes forever. Once you've got it set up, these doctors will be produced here year on year on year, and we're very, very happy with the results.
Here on 1FM Live and Local at 7:45, I am joined in the studio by Dr. David Gillespie, the Minister for Regional Health, and our local federal member, Damien Drum. Now, David, I believe you also had some praise for Shepparton from a medical standpoint as to how it had responded to the various COVID-19 outbreaks.
Yeah, they've done an amazing job. The community really got behind the vaccination program, 95% double dose. That's an incredible result, considering the outbreak. The numbers are shrinking now, which is not a worry, because we know the double vaccination modifies. If you do get it, you're much less likely to get really sick and end up in ICU or sadly die. So well done, Shepparton and Goulburn Valley, and the health service and all the nurses and doctors and pharmacists. They've done an amazing job.
I think, obviously Damien would have filled you in. It's been a lot more than a medical response. I mean, we had, a lot of the town locked up at one period, and people stepping up in terms of volunteering and getting food to people. So We like to think we've been a bit of a model as to how you should respond, and hopefully those days are behind us, but it's hard to know, isn't it?
Look, the virus will bounce around the world. It's here now. It's not going to go away. Trying to stop COVID from happening is like trying to stop the clouds blowing in. We just got to learn to live with it. And, this new Omicron variant, we are gathering information rapidly. It's very infective. I suspect it will displace the Delta variant. And from what we can see so far, it's a mild illness. And that's what viruses do. Because if they are too toxic, the people it infects die, and then the virus has got nowhere to live. So sometimes they mutate to a less severe illness so that they can keep jumping from human to human to human. It's the way viruses behave. But trust me, there'll be Omicron, and there'll be other versions after that. It'll be like the flu.
Presumably you've also been brought up to date with the redevelopment at GV Health.
I have. We had a great look at the plan. It's a massive build over many years, and they got some great, highly developed plans to get what we've got in the med school department in Shepparton. They're keen to get a clinical school with La Trobe Uni teaching nurses and allied health people. And that is a great initiative too. And I think La Trobe have done a great job with their biomedical science. They have a footprint here in town already, and I'm hoping they might partner with GV Health and take it to the next level.
Some really fantastic initiatives in place, Terry. Obviously, for the second stage of the build at GV Health, they need the money from the state government, which they haven't got at the moment. We're about to get the cancer centre built, which is going to be built with federal money. But we're just hoping that, the second stage can be built to the expectations that the Goulburn Valley Health have put in place. Matt Sharp's doing an amazing job over there, and he's got a great team around him. We need to get the federal state funding to get the second stage built, and when we do that, it'll be amazing. But there's also 300 odd jobs over there at the moment too, so we've got a bit of a shortage when it comes to doctors and nurses, and then it comes down to all the other ancillary staff of cleaning and kitchens and also the administration. So it's quite a unique situation where we've got this major health network here in the Goulburn Valley, but we need an incredible amount of workers to come in and fill those positions.
I guess that just segs back to what we started talking about.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it keeps David busy and keeps me busy trying to work out ways how we can actually bring those people into the Golden Valley.
Yeah, it's not an overnight fix, unfortunately. But good to hear you're working towards it. And speaking of being busy, I know you've got to get on, and I haven't had any chance to talk to Damien about the decision that he has come to since I last saw him to not stand at the next federal election. So you're going to have to come back and talk about that, Damien.
I always have to come back, But as I say, I've been agonising over this decision for the last number of months now. Haven't been able to sort of looking at the pros, looking at the cons. Yes, I'm going to stay. No, I'm not. And you, when you're in that position, you can't more or less come out and say, well, I'm not sure what I'm doing. So you take
a position
of... You take a position of, yes, I'm in, and I'm in. And that's what I did. I re-nominated. The party was fantastic and very supportive. And I want to thank the National Party for what how supportive they've been. So it's been amazing. But I just think right now is the time's right. And when you start wondering whether or not you've got the commitment to do this job, I think if you go into it then half-hearted, then that's not being honest and fair to your people.
And I'm sure you're not going to give me a scoop today and tell me who you'd like to see fill your shoes.
No, well,
I'd like you to, though.
One of the great things of the Nationals is that we'll leave that sort of stuff to the people that will choose. And it's they won't listen. I don't want them to be listening to me. I want them to make their own decisions about who they think should be the next member for Nicholls. And then we have to beat all of the others that are going to put their hand up with the various other parties. So it's going to be a pretty busy time, but I'm hoping people will look at what the Nats have delivered over the last 5.5 years and say, well, they deserve another chance.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Federal Member for Nicholls, Damien Drumm, and the Minister for Regional Health, Dr. David Gillespie. Enjoy the rest of your time in our region, David.
We shall. Thanks very much, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. See ya.
What is palliative care?
It helped Mum feel well enough to say her goodbyes.
1, 1, 4, 3, now, boy.
Before going on that trip she'd always dreamed of.
Goodbye. It gave us time to make plans.
I still do.
And some new memories.
I now declare you married. Again.
It gave me the chance to do more of the things I enjoy the most with my best friend.
Palliative care. It's more than you think. Visit morethanyouthink.org.au or talk to your healthcare professional.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. Most of you good people know the tractors that we can help you with. If you're looking for new or used parts, we can save you money. We have specials on glass doors, clutches, complete engines, air conditioning parts and hydraulic pumps to name a few. Whatever it is you're looking for, try Aussie Ag Supplies now. Call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 5000. That number is 0428 235 5000.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.